This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. First, the headlines. University Grants Commission asks higher education institutions to ensure timely exams and prompt issuance of final degrees and certificates to students. Assam Legislative Assembly passes Polygamy Bill 2025. Bill seeks to criminalize individuals who enter into second marriage without legally dissolving first marriage. FCI Nagaland region reviews strategies for improving food grain distribution in state, and Tripura produces orange nearly 25,328 metric tons, informs Agriculture Minister Ratan Lal Nath as he inaugurates two-day state-level orange festival at Agartala. The news in detail. The University Grants Commission has asked the higher education institutions to ensure timely exams and prompt issuance of final degrees and certificates. The Commission said that the delay causes a loss of opportunities for students as it prevents them from securing suitable and quality employment. It stated that students are entitled to timely conduct of examination and declaration of results as specified in the academic calendar in the prospectus, adding that students are entitled to the award of degree within 180 days of the declaration of results. The Commission also stated that it has the power to take punitive action in case of non-compliance. The Assam Legislative Assembly yesterday passed the Assam Prohibition of Polygamy Bill 2025, one of the strictest legal frameworks against polygamy. The bill has provisions up to 10 years' imprisonment for individuals who conceal a previous marriage and 7 years' imprisonment for those who enter into a second marriage without dissolving the first. Repeat offenders will face double punishment under the law. Religious clerics who perform marriages may be penalized up to 1.5 lakh rupees, and individuals who intentionally hide or delay information from the authorities may face up to 2 years of jail and a fine of 1 lakh rupees. However, the law will not apply to all 6th schedule areas and amongst the tribal people of Assam. The bill will become an act after getting the assent of the President of India. The Food Corporation of India, Nagaland region, held the state-level consultative committee meeting in Chumukedima to review strategies for improving food grain distribution in the state. The meeting was chaired by Rajya Sabha MP S. Pangnon Konyak and brought together officials from FCI, State Department of Food and Civil Supplies, and committee members. The meeting discussed strategies to strengthen food grain supply chain management across all districts in Nagaland. A key focus was the need for a special Aadhaar enrollment drive to ensure accurate beneficiary coverage under the food subsidy program. In Tripura, National Commission for Scheduled Tribe Chairperson Antar Singh Arya yesterday informed that the central government has taken several initiatives to improve the socio-economic conditions of tribal communities. Arya informed that the commission has been touring the tribal-dominated areas in Tripura and held meetings with MPs, MLAs, ADC representatives, community leaders and NGOs on tribal development. The chairperson visited Lefunga block yesterday and interacted with the tribal youth and took part in a tree plantation program at Sindh Foundation English Medium School. Later, a state-level review meeting on tribal welfare was held in the presence of Chief Secretary J.K. Sinha. In Sikkim, the Spices Board Regional Office Gangtok organized a buyer-seller meet at Rangka in Gangtok. The meet aimed at enhancing market linkages, promoting exports and strengthening the supply chain for Sikkim's premium spices, large cardamom, dale chili, ginger and turmeric. Around 120 stakeholders, including farmer-producer organizations, progressive farmers, processors, traders, buyers and exporters from Sikkim, North Bengal and other parts of the country, participated in the event. Sikkim Minister in Charge, Commerce and Industries, Shering Thendu Bhutia, stressed the need to align Sikkim's organic identity with commercial expansion while preserving the state's fragile ecosystem. Secretary Horticulture Department, T.T. Bhutia, highlighted the need to prioritize cash crops such as large cardamom and dali chili and integrate technology into agriculture, while Director Marketing, Spices Board, B.N. Jha, stated that the initiative is to link cultivation with marketing channels for a sustainable spice value chain. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu yesterday inspected the Kitpi Small Hydroelectric Station Phase 1, the oldest hydel project in Tawang District, originally built in 1977. The plant has now been upgraded with modern infrastructure and the test run is currently in progress. Khandu shared a social media post that the plant will be dedicated to the public very soon, marking another step forward in strengthening the local power infrastructure. Tripura Agriculture Minister Ratanlal Nath yesterday inaugurated the two-day state-level Orange Festival at the Agriculture Department's Progeny Orchard in Agartala. The minister noted that Tripura is now producing Queen Pineapple, Gandharaj Lemon, oranges, jackfruit, lychee and several other fruits, and their demand is rising both within the country and abroad. At present, oranges are cultivated on 5,620 hectares in the state, with production reaching nearly 25,328 metric tons. Orange cultivation is ongoing in Baramura, Athauramura and Shakhan Hills, while saplings of improved varieties are being provided to expand cultivation in Jampui Hills. This year, more than 100 orange growers from 32 agricultural divisions of the state are participating in the festival. Arunachal Pradesh Minister in Charge, Home and Interstate Border Affairs, Mama Natung, yesterday attended the national seminar on temple heritage and sacred places of worship of the Janjatis of Northeast Bharat, a voyage through time, art, sculpture, architecture and traditions. Natung said that Northeast is a home to some of the most ancient temples, sacred sites and indigenous traditions, each carrying centuries of wisdom, identity and civilizational depth, adding that such initiatives play a crucial role in preserving the roots and inspiring the younger generation to understand and uphold cultural legacy. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Secretary Manish Kumar Gupta yesterday chaired the 14th Senior Officers Meeting to review the overall progress of key government programs and reforms, including major budget announcements, SASCI-related actions, compliance burden reduction, implementation of SNA Sparsh. The meeting also reviewed the status of the Digital India Land Records Modernization Program, for which three divisional commissioners were asked to closely monitor the progress in their respective divisions. The Chief Secretary urged all departments to enhance monitoring, resolve bottlenecks proactively, and adhere to established timelines to ensure efficient and result-oriented implementation of ongoing initiatives. In Meghalaya, the 67th Sangeet Sammelan was organized by Akashvani Shillong yesterday. Celebrated folk and Western musicians from across Meghalaya gathered for the musical evening at the Northeastern Hill University, which highlighted Akashvani's commitment to preserving and promoting the country's rich musical traditions. Folk artist, also Padma Shri awardee Silbi Pasa, Khosha Kordor Marbanyang and Louvre Venus are Marak, enthralled the audience with soothing vocals, traditional instruments. Gwyneth A. Maulong, Narimpe and Colors bands presented their signature styles. Speaking on the occasion, Dr. Lapin Chai Siem, head of the Department of Cultural Studies and Creative Arts, Nehu, termed Akashvani a much revered platform for independent artists, and today Akashvani Shillong is regarded as a national stage with its nationwide presence. Cluster head and regional channel manager Akashvani Shillong Hamarlin Dingdo said that Akashvani Sangeet Sammelan has stood as a proud testament to Akashvani's commitment to nurture India's rich and diverse musical heritage. The Sammelan has played a vital role in preserving, promoting and popularizing India's rich musical heritage since its inception in 1954. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.